الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the Islamic Faith in Focus. I'm your host, Imam Hassan A. Amin. This program, or this Islamic studies class, is designed to present what Islamic faith is and what it is not. I'm not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. I am unapologetic when it comes to the authentic rites and rituals of the faith of Islam. Please call your friends and let them know that the Islamic Studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you, along with paper, pencil, pen, or some way of taking notes. By the way, those of you who have been attending this weekly Islamic Studies class, welcome back to class. And those who are new listeners or new students to our weekly class, welcome back. Or welcome to our class, I'm sorry. Welcome to our Islamic Studies class. Today's topic will be about death. Death is the basic definition of it. It's the irreversible cessation of all biological functions that sustain a living organism. The remains of a former organism naturally begin to decay slowly after death. Death eventually and inevitably occurs in all organisms. In other words, everything must die. Now, at the beginning of this particular broadcast or this episode, worldwide, 813,734,770, or let's say 800 people are dead. That's at the beginning of this particular episode. Now, you know the meaning of death, because people die all the time. Less than seconds, people are dying all over the world. That could be in war, natural death, different way accident, different way that people die. I know it sounds a little morbid, this particular topic, and maybe some people that want to hear it, and you can make the choice to listen or not, but every one of us must die some way or some form that we are going to die and transition into the next life. So I want to just mention some things, how Islam or Muslims look at this thing called death. And of course, death is part of living. You might die at birth, while in birth, or while in the womb, outside the womb of the mother, but each and every one of us must face death, and there's no getting around this particular thing. So let me move on, my beautiful students, and that is, it was Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he said, "None of you shall wish for death because of a calamity or something, some misfortune that took place and befalling him. But if he has to wish for death, he should say, 'O Allah, keep me alive as long as life is better for me, and let me die if death is better for me.'" And I have mentioned this before, because this is the second time I'm talking about this particular topic. And it's some of the topics in Islam, they're the same. And I might elaborate a little bit more on a particular topic, like I've done. And so some of the other topics, I will have that topic and maybe two or three or something like that. So I'm going to move on, my beautiful students, and just remind you all of what will happen to each and every one of us. I also explained to you one time how a person who dies and they believe in Allah, and a person who dies and they don't believe in Allah, a disbeliever's death and a believer's death. And so you go to some of my previous episode and you can find out more about the death of a person who is a person who is a believer and believes in Allah, worship Allah, and a person who dies a disbeliever and does not believe in Allah. So let me move on. And here we're talking about when some misfortune takes place in a person's life, they want to die. They don't want to deal with it. Whatever it may be, or someone else dies in their family, a suicide or whatever, they say, it should have been me. Or they're a survivor of an accident. Other people die in a plane accident, for example, but you or that individual does not die, and they have have survived what they call survivor's guilt. They feel guilty about that they survived, and they should have died. They should have died too. Why can't I die and take that individual and take that individual's place? Or I should have died with everyone else, or with my family, or my daughter, mother, whomever it may be. So this is we're talking about here. None of you should wish for death because of calamity befalling him. But if he has to wish for death, he should say, "Oh Allah, keep me alive as long as life is better for me, and let me die if death is better for me." And so I just want to let you all look at the Islam perspective when you're talking to death and dying. So let me move on, my beautiful students. And that is, it was related by one of the companions of the Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him. He said, it was Anas who said, "Allah's messenger, may peace and blessings be upon him, said, none of you shall long for death because of calamity that had befallen him. And if he cannot but long for death, then he should say, Oh Allah, let me live as long as life is better for me, and take my life if death is better for me." And you're not asking Allah to take my life. I want to commit suicide or something like that. Because from the Islamic standpoint, if a person commits suicide, and I told you all this before, then they may continue to do that act in the hereafter. And for example, if a person jumps off a building to kill themselves or take their life, and then what happens to the individual is that they will continue that same mode of death. Are dying. If they cut their wrists, they will continue to cut their wrists. And if they jump off a roof, for example, and they see the ground coming up at them, then they will continue to see that over and over and over again as part of their torment or torture for a person committing suicide. Or hanging themselves or suffocate themselves, whatever, they continue to do that. So Islamically, it's not something that a person should do, commit suicide, and you should die at what they call a natural death. And so I just want to let you all know the Islam perspective when you talk about a person dying. Also, it was mentioned by Abu Huraira, who is one of the companions of the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessing upon him. And he said that the Prophet, may peace and blessing upon him, said, "It will be said to the people of paradise, O people of paradise, eternity for you and no death. And to the people of the fire, O people of the fire, eternity for you and no death." In other words, I'll talk about this a little later on, perhaps I have the time, is that death would be brought between the two places, between paradise and hell. And then it'd be addressed to the people of paradise, said to the people of paradise, no more death. And the people of hellfire, no more death. Or I may mention later on about a ram or goat or something like that coming in shape of the death would come in its shape, and then Allah will slaughter it. I'll get into a little later on, my student. And so it will come in the form of, death will come in the form of this ram or this particular animal, and Allah will slaughter it and said, people are hellfire and people in paradise, no more death. Death come to death, and which I mentioned to you all before. And so let me move on, my beautiful students, regarding something else relating to this particular topic that we're talking about, which is death. And that is, the Messenger of Allah, peace upon him, said, on the day of resurrection, will be brought forth in the shape, death will be brought forth in the shape of a black and white ram. Then a call maker will call, O people of paradise. Thereupon they will stretch their necks and look carefully. The caller will say, do you know this? They will say, yes, this is death. By then, all of them will have seen it. Then it will be announced again, O people of hellfire. They will stretch their necks and look carefully. The caller will say, do you know this? They will say, yes, it is death. And by then, all of them will have seen it. Then it, meaning the ram, will be slaughtered, and the caller will say, O people of paradise, eternity for you and no death. O people of hell, eternity for you and no death. Then the prophet recited a particular verse, and you all could turn to that verse now in your Quran, because as I said to you all, say to you all the time, the only text that is you have to have for this particular class, that is just a class, is the Quran. And so you should open up right now, or even go to Quran.com and go to chapter 19, verse 39. Again, chapter 19 and verse 39. The Quran was revealed in Arabic, but people translated it into various languages, Spanish, Urdu, French, and a lot of other English. And so I'm going to read it in English, in a rough form, a translation of the Arabic. And so the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he recited the following. And warned them of a day of distress when the case has been decided, while now they are in a state of carelessness, meaning, i.e., the people of the world, and they do not believe. And so my beautiful students, I just want to remind you what I said earlier, is that day of resurrection will come, a day of a resurrection of death will come in the shape of a ram, a white and black ram, or some say a goat. And so it'll come in that shape. People in paradise will be called, and the people of hellfire will be called. It's just their necks, and they recognize death, and then it will be slaughtered before their very eyes. And so the people of paradise, the caller will say, no more death. And then the people of Jahannam or the hellfire will say, no more death. In other words, in paradise, you will not die. You will live there forever in paradise of what you earned from the good deeds that you've done, meaning obeying Allah, worshiping Allah, being good to people, being good to your parents, and that sort of thing. And so you will have the joy of being in paradise. And then the people will be in hellfire who did their own thing, did not worship Allah. Their pleasure or their joy was here in this world, like it was not going to be any type of place, other place other than here where we are. So let me enjoy myself while I'm young. I'm young. You only live once. All the things that some people say regarding this life, as if they're going to live forever in the hellfire. And in the paradise, you live forever, ever, and no death. Some people in the Jahannam or to hell, they would want to get out of that. They say, let me die. I don't want to keep suffering in this place and getting burnt and tortured in this place. Let me die so I will not feel any pain or my own hearing screaming of my own voice. Because of what I done and what I used to do, get me out of this pain that I'm suffering. Is that I'm having the pain of a person who is being burnt, and his skin is being burnt off of their body. And then after all the skin is burnt off their body, then they get new skin. And then that is burnt off their body and they get new skin. I know it sounds very rough what I'm saying, but it's reality of Islam, of what we understand when you're talking about a person dying and the suffering that a person received because they were not obey Allah. It is not too late for you as long as you're alive, and I had mentioned the 8 billion plus earlier. Are the people that are dying throughout the world, not in your particular world where you are, or the year or the month of people dying. In even less than seconds, people are dying. And so I read the numbers, the world numbers, are an encounter of people who are dying and going on and on and on. This counter is not stopping. You also have people that are being born, 25 million and so, but you will have billions of people that are dying. And so you have to, so how are you going to live? And Allah will question you on a day of judgment about your life. I gave you health, and then how did you handle yourself? What do you do when I gave you the good health? And when I gave you youth? And when I gave you wealth? What do you do with it? How do you live? You had a job or this kind of thing. Do you take care of your family? You'll be questioned about various things that you've done in your life. All of us will be. And so you do the best you can so that when you meet your Lord, you be in a good state going before your Lord, and each and every one of us will be standing before our Lord and having, as I mentioned to you before, and have our tongues testify for or against us, was having absolutely no control over what whatsoever. Right now, I have some control over my tongue. I can close my mouth and not say anything. I don't have my tongue move at all. And you, the same thing for many of us. But the thing is, on the day of judgment, Allah will command our tongue and our mouth to speak on what we did, what we did not do. Our hands and our eyes, what did we see? Our hands, what did we do? Our ears, what did we hear? Our feet, where did we go? And so all these things going to speak for or against us. Help us to get in paradise or help us to get into the hellfire. And so my beautiful students, I want you all to keep all these things in mind. It's not too late. You have breath in your body. It's not too late for you to change your way. Not at all. You may think, Shaitan may have you thinking that it's too late. Forget it. You're already doomed. Allah is not going to punish you. Allah is not going to forgive you for what you've done. And so you may as well keep doing it. No. Don't fall for that. Allah is often forgiving, most merciful. He gave, out of 100 mercies, he gave one mercy to all of mankind as long as man exists. And the other 99 he kept to himself. How abundant this thing is, mercy, this thing is, that Allah gave one of it, one mercy for all of mankind, from Adam to the last man or woman to live. And Allah will use that one mercy to forgive all of mankind. Because he's a mercy to all of mankind or for all mankind. He sent Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessing be upon him. as a mercy to all mankind. Allah could just take in our soul. But he's going to give us one more chance. Send one more prophet. This is the last prophet. Come to man to warn man that the day is coming. The day of judgment is coming. And these are the things you have to do to prepare for that day. To meet your Lord. And so, that's it. After the death of Prophet Muhammad, there will be no more prophets to warn us. There are a lot of prophets that came to mankind warning them. Like I mentioned to you before about Prophet Lut, warning the people of Sodom and Gomorrah, warning them. And then the next day, when the morning came, they were all destroyed. Their towns were destroyed, and the people were killed. And they had these various, brimstone that had the person's name on it, and it came straight to the person and killed that individual. And so, my beautiful students, please, it is not too late for you to say, you know what, Imam, I heard what you said, and I'm going to change my ways, and I'm going to be a better person and try my best to get close to Allah and find ways to get close to Allah. You all have the text. The best guidance of the world is Quran. Read it and then follow the way of what's in the Quran, and also learn more about Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and follow him and his way. He was a mercy to mankind. He did not benefit any kind of way from us. He did what he did for our own benefit and nothing short of that. So let me move on, my beautiful student. It's also related by Abdullah, the son of Amr. He reported that Allah's messenger, peace be upon him, saying, "The gift to the believer is death," meaning, i.e., death is the means by which he gains an introduction to the delights of paradise. And I talked to you all before about the beautiful delights of paradise and the things you get in paradise. And that, again, you do not die in paradise. And you have the beautiful rivers that flow in paradise. And the rocks, if you will, they're made of gems. Pearls and other rubies and other gems, and the rivers there are not like the rivers here, that some of them you can't even get in without getting sick, but these rivers you can drink from, like milk and honey. And the beautiful thing about paradise, and we're talking about here, is that when you get there, it's just innate. You have your what they call your castle in paradise, and you just know naturally where to go. This is my house. It's made out of pearls, if you will. And the bricks are like silver, are made out of silver and gold. This is your house forever. You earned it through your sacrifices, the things that you avoided in worship of Allah. This world have a lot to offer to you to take you towards the hellfire. And you can either enjoy and forget all about Allah, or you can say, no, I don't want that. I'm not going to do that. Or if you get money, for example, you use it to help other people that are in need. People that are hungry, don't spend your money on a bunch of stuff that may not be beneficial to anyone. You buy hundreds and hundreds of cars and just to look at them, or houses just to look at them, or eat all kinds of food, or get on a plane to go eat breakfast from one country to another country, and you could use that money to help other individuals in need that can hardly have any water to drink or any food to eat, or eating grass and those kind of things that they're eating in order to survive. So let me move on, students, because we're running low on time regarding death. It was related by Anas, the son of Malik, as me, as this individual, the cause of death of this particular other individual. I said, he died of plague, meaning this other individual death, meaning Yahya. He died of a plague. And he said, the messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said that death by plague is a martyrdom for a Muslim. In other words, we all went through, really not that long ago, we went through COVID-19, coronavirus. It was all over the world, and people were dying all over the world. Children, adults, and then in teenagers, they were dying from this COVID epidemics and from this plague that affected the world. And so a person, a Muslim, died during that time from this plague. Then they die the die of a martyr, or receive martyrdom. And for us, if the plague is in the town where I am, for example, then I do not leave that town and go someplace else. Or if the plague is someplace else, in another town, I don't leave my town with no plague and then go to another town where there is a plague. That's the Islamic way of doing things. But also, if a person, there's a plague, and a Muslim dies, then they die as a martyr. And different other ways that a Muslim dies, they die as a martyr. Of course, in war, a building fall upon them in a crash, or they drown. There's other ways that if a Muslim die, then it's considered to die the death of a person who is a martyr. And so I just want to let you all know that from our perspective pertaining to death. And I want to relate to you something else, is that Aisha, who is the wife of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, she said, I saw the Messenger of Allah when he was at the point of death. He had a drinking bowl with water in it. He would dip his hand into the bowl and wipe his face. Then he would supplicate, Oh Allah, help me over pangs, P-A-N-G-S, and agony of death. This is his dua. This is the prayer. This is the prayer that he made, the Prophet Muhammad, that he made before he died. And so we should do the same thing and beg Allah, oh Allah, you know, please help me against these pangs, or this pain and agony of death. Don't let me go through that. Please forgive me Allah, and grant me paradise and not the other place. I don't want to spend any time in the hellfire, and they both are real. Some people don't believe that these places are real, that you die and that's it. But Islamically, that's not the case. Islamically, either you going, and also there's no in between. Either you're going to paradise or you're going to hell, depends on what you've done in this world. But for certainly, we are going to die. But our destination, where are we going to end up? Are we going to end up in paradise, or are we going to end up in the hellfire? I have mentioned to you before this episode started, in the world, how many people were registered as dying or died. And so I have mentioned it was 8,113,734,000 and roughly 800 people that died. And that was at the beginning of this episode. Now, at the end of this episode, we have about 8,113,739,000 people, and 900 people that are dead. So these are the people that are dead just during that short amount of time. Another 200 or so people died in the world just in a short amount of time, 28 to 30 minutes of me talking. We had at least 200 people that died worldwide, and it's growing. And so my respected students, please your turn is coming, my turn is coming. But the thing is, how are we going to die? In which fashion or form are we going to die? Do you mean submit it to Allah or the opposite? You have been attending the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Hassan A. Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.